This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, March 12th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Nigerian International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law released a new report estimating 350 Christians have been killed in the West African nation this year alone, and nearly 12,000 killed since 2015. Most of the violence is from jihadist Fulani herdsmen and Muslim extremist group Boko Haram. Since 2015, at least 20 clergymen were hacked to death and at least 50 abducted. Plus, 2,000 churches have been destroyed. The report also said that the Muslim majority presence in Nigeria's security establishments have aided this killing field of defenseless Christians. Psalm 68 verse 1 says, "Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let those also who hate him flee before him." The U.S. began withdrawing troops from Afghanistan per the U.S.-Taliban peace agreement, reported a U.S. official on Monday. The initial withdrawal will decrease the number of troops from 13,000 to 8,600, with a full withdrawal planned in 14 months. Meanwhile, Middle East, Russian, and Turkish leaders signed a peace deal, establishing a ceasefire in the northwest Syrian province of Idlib. This comes after weeks of intense fighting between proxy forces of Russia and Turkey. Former Vice President Joe Biden won decisive victories in Mississippi, Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho on Tuesday. Senator Bernie Sanders won North Dakota. Biden now leads Sanders in the delegate count, 786 to 645, as the two compete for the 1,991 delegates required to outright win the Democratic nomination. Last week, Joe Biden released a plan to advance sexually perverted lifestyles in America and around the world while repealing Trump administration religious liberty policies. Biden promised support for the Equality Act, which would ban so-called conversion therapy for people with unwanted same-sex attraction. Meanwhile, Sanders released his abortion plan over the weekend. The plan would repeal anti-abortion Trump administration policies, codify Roe v. Wade in legislative statute, expand Planned Parenthood funding, and defund pro-life pregnancy centers. Isaiah 10 verse 1 says, "Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, who write misfortune which they have prescribed." The Dow dropped 2,000 points on Monday, the worst drop since the 2008 financial crisis. The stock market fall comes amidst the coronavirus outbreak, as well as tensions between Russia and Saudi Arabia over oil prices. On Monday, President Donald Trump told reporters that he would be taking major steps to help the U.S. economy in the face of the coronavirus.
We're going to be meeting with House Republicans, Mitch McConnell, everybody, and discussing a possible payroll tax cut or relief, substantial relief.
On Tuesday, Trump proposed a 0% payroll tax rate to lawmakers for employers and employees for the rest of the year. The coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. has reached over 1,000 cases and 29 deaths across 39 states, with most of the cases in Washington State, New York, and California. So far, 8 people have recovered from the virus. The World Health Organization reports over 70% of the 80,000 cases of coronavirus in China have recovered and have been discharged. The spread in China, where the virus began, seems to be slowing, with only 19 new reported cases on Monday. And finally, last week, Virginia officer Mervyn Mayo posted a video of himself performing gospel singer Marvin Sapp's "The Best in Me," garnering over 1 million views. Serving at the Richmond Police Department since 2005, Mayo said he dropped by his church where he is the music minister after a shift when he recorded the video. Mayo said, quote, "I have to minister to myself before I can minister to someone else," end quote. Listen to Mayo sing it.
See, he is mine, and I am his, and it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
A Ephesians 5, verses 18 and 19 says, "Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, March 12th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.